justice is what love looks like in public anyway. Definitely. But then we were talking about this present historical moment and various choices that have taken place. But I think we have to begin by juxtaposing the age of Ronald Reagan with the age of Obama. From 1980 to 2009. We have 29 years. And there was a moment in which, of course, America in 1980 was feeling down and wrestling with the layers. Ronald Reagan was a masterful communicator. He made Americans feel good about themselves. Thank you.
Thank you. how's it going? You all right? Let me tell you, y'all put jazz fans around the world to shame. Because to be out here in this weather, Lord have mercy. I barely made it. I just had to walk across the thing there. You know? Being from the South, we can't take to the cold too much. I always tell people, if you blow on me, I'll probably put on some long johns. It's good to be here. It's great to be sharing a bandstand with my best friend, Bradford. We've been having a lot of great chats about our youth, which was only 2 weeks ago. Funny how time flies. It's also great to be sharing a bandstand with these great young musicians in this band. And I love so much. I want to introduce them to you one by one. You can tell somebody taller was out here. Okay, there we go. We're going to start with our pianist. He comes from Havana, Cuba. Okay. You heard one, I didn't hear enough. Usually when we say Havana, Cuba, people go crazy. You hear at least about five and say, woo! Yeah! Something like that. Woo! No, it's too late. Well, whenever that happens, I always have to tell the audience, that's great, but remember, everybody's not from Cuba. You'll find that out in a minute. So we may have to make everybody feel welcome, no matter where you're from. But this guy, great composer, great pianist, lives in New York City now. Amazing musician, Fabian Almazan at the piano. Our bassist comes from Los Angeles, California. That was good, I like the enthusiasm. Just a little slow on the draw, a little quicker next time. That way it feels believable. Our bassist comes from Los Angeles, and he's a... That can work against you sometimes. He's an amazing guy. He's the youngest member of the band. He's the newest member of the band. That's probably why he has that worried look on his face. He's only 19 years old. So that's why we only play Sunday shows early in the evening. All of that clubbing, that's done. You can't do that anymore. You gotta wait 2 years. But he's also going to the Juilliard School of Music. Have a nice one, Bobby. Joshua, trumpet, the bass. Our drummer comes from Houston, Texas. I'll buy that one. Just kidding. This guy here, yeah, that too. This guy here is the most musical drummer I've ever played with in my career. He stretches the boundaries of creativity every night. He does something different. Every night on every, we never know what he's going to do. Like, see, he just plays something. But it was so hip, it was way above our hearing. He's also a great composer and also has his own band. Just made a record, so be on the lookout for it. The band is called Oracle. The first CD is called The Source, and this one's going to be called Conviction. Great music. Have a nice round of applause for Kendrick Scott, the drummer. All right, our tenor saxophonist comes from a place that has a long history in jazz. He comes in a line of long, great tenor saxophone players from Tucson, Arizona. slow on that one. I understand, though, because when you say Tucson and jazz, you're not ready to hear that. Never heard those two words in the same sentence. But I always tell this joke, and I'm going to share it with you because it's not a joke. Well, the first part is, I always used to tell a joke about him being the minutes keeper, the accountant, and the president of the Tucson Jazz Society. Remember, it was one. And we were in New York playing a show, and this woman came up after the show. She says, "Hey, I need to talk to you." And I said, "Okay." She said, "I have you know, I'm the president of the Tucson Jazz Society." And then she proceeded to go look for him. We got two members now. And I'm not making this up, this is true. Kendrick and myself, we were on tour with Herbie Hancock a couple years ago in Europe for about 10 weeks. Then Herbie and myself, we had to fly back to LA for a Lonely Smoke competition. And on the plane, we get on the plane and a note comes back, and a note reads, I wish I had it here, it said, "Dear Mr. Hancock, I've been a fan of yours for a number of years. I have all of your recordings. I really love your music. Also, I'd like you to know that my sister is the president of the Tucson Jazz." I'm not making that up. But one of the things I love about him the most is that he lived in New Orleans for about 17 years, and after the hurricane, moved back to Tucson. Got involved in the school system. They're teaching kids how to play jazz. They have over 240 kids at this school. They won a Duke Ellington competition a couple of years ago, and they just won another competition. Which one was that? Flagstaff? What was the competition called? Yeah, they won another jazz competition. Speaking of hieroglyphics. And he's doing a lot of it, so I love him to death. How about a nice round of applause for Bryce Winston? We're playing a lot of different music for you tonight. The first composition is written by a former bassist in the band. His name is Derek Hodge. And he calls that tune Winding Road. The second tune that we play for you is written by Bryce. It's a brand new one that he recorded on his CD. It's called Introducing, but we're going to record it on our next CD. He simply calls the tune Time to Spare. Now, most of the music we're playing for you is from our latest CD. It's called Choices. And it features this band with some guest stars. We had Bilal singing on it, Lionel Wakey performing on it. But the vocal stuff that you hear is part of a one-hour conversation that I had with the great Dr. Cornel West edited for this particular project. So we're going to continue on with this. We're going to play the title track to the CD for you right now. It's simply called Choices. Thank you.
Joshua Conley, Bryce Winston, Kevin Scott. Thank you. Thank you.
I guess Bradford told you how big of a Viking fan I am, right? Well, you know, when we were writing this music about choices, it's all about, it's a sequel to the album that I did about Katrina. And thank you. Thank you. And, you know, my daughter, she was 10 years old at the time. She's 12 now. I have to make that disclaimer, because when I tell the story, she said, "Pete, tell people I'm 12. So she's 12. But she was 10 at the time, and when we were working on this music, Derek Hodge wrote this tune that's very much in the tradition of New Orleans celebration. But he didn't want to give it a title, so he asked me to give it a title. I didn't know what to call it. So my daughter, she's always painting, she's always creating, she's always doing a lot of stuff. So she took this piece of music and she made an art piece out of it. She drew notes on it, but it was really a piece of art. But at the top of it, she wrote the title. Her title was "Created Inside the Walls of Imagination."
Wow.
Yeah, right. I don't even know what to say to her in the morning. You know, you wake up, you say good morning. Ah, mama, hey. That was stupid. No, she's a brain man, I mean, you know, but when I saw that title, I said, wow, I spent all these years paying for tuition, dance class, I'm going to steal this title. She doesn't have any representation, still living under my roof, so it's all good. But I added two words to it. And we're going to bring our Bradford back out here to play one with us on this one. This is called "New World, Created Inside the Walls of America."
Thank you.
Almazan, Carmen Almazan at the piano. Joshua Crumbly at the bass. Bryce Wilson at the tenor saxophone. Kendrick Scott at the drum. And once again, I want that number of applause for Brandon myself. We'd like to thank you guys for coming. We hope that you had a good time, but until next time, on behalf of the guys and the band myself, and God bless the team, thank you very much for you guys.